Welcome to Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Are you struggling with painful, exhausting family relationships? Those relationships are in the heart of Rose's practice, and she believes they are the key ingredient in the recovery to our well-being. During the show, Rose will teach you how to take ownership and responsibility for your energy that comes to you, as well as what you send out. What if your family is not the one you would have wished for? During this show, Rose and Dr. Pat will help you understand how to set boundaries, get long-deserved relief, achieve peace of mind, and even reconcile. Get ready to explore your possibilities coming from hardship to shining again. Family Healing with Rose starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to walk beside Rose in this journey, and it is a really important one. It's more important than many of us even know, but I want you to know about who Rose is. This is not just a show for Rose. Family Healing with Rose, it's a passion and a purpose. So when you hear these shows, keep in mind that what you're hearing is a lifetime of commitment, purpose, and passion to help so many of us heal from things we don't even know we have to heal from. But we do know that we're not showing up in life the way we could. And today's show especially is an amazing one because we hear about it, we read about it, but do we really understand it when it comes to family healing? And what I'm talking about is grief, right, Rose?
Yes, grief, height of the path. Hello, everybody. Yes, this is a... Grief is a topic, a subject that's very close to my heart. And today I'm going to share with you my way of grieving and mourning that I developed over the past few years as I was going through life events, but did not have the time anymore to go all the way down the rabbit hole like I used to do. So, Mel, it may not be for everyone, but for me, it worked magic, and I'm really glad that I found it. It started quite innocently when my 18-year-old son said, "Mom, I would like to go on a trip. What do you think?" "Well, for how long? A few weeks, perhaps?" "No, a few months. A few months!" I was so devastated that I couldn't even go to the airport with him. Okay? I was just in bed crying my heart out. I could not function. That's it. I knew he only went to a trip. I knew it very well. But I was completely unable to handle it. After losing so many family, friends, any separation was a straight trip down the rabbit hole for me. Nothing less. But also I realized, okay, this is bad, but it can be even worse. So then I decided I'm going to try and do something about it. Can I do this differently? And so today I'm going to share with you my different way of grieving and mourning. Let's start.
That example you gave, let me just make this comment. That is one of many scenarios that play out for people. And sometimes we just don't want to admit how things hurt, Rose, right?
Yeah, I know. Yes. I don't know why, but that's the way it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. There are different things that happen in life.
Yeah.
You know, I've often shared on the show, well, no, I have not often, but recently, that I've lost every female figure in my family very suddenly. And it started with my mom. Mm-hmm. And it took me a lot of years. But let's start with the passing of a loved one, if we could.
Okay. Yes. Let's get to it. Passing of a loved one. In order to get to it, and for the whole episode today, I would like to read from a book that I stumbled upon. It's from Paulo Coelho. Sorry if I butchered your name, Paulo, the supreme gift, because it captures so well my intention for today and also my intention for this work when I'm doing it. Okay. What is love? Here we go. Love is made up of 9 ingredients. Patience. Love is patient. Kindness and kind. Generosity. Love does not envy. Humility or boast. It is not arrogant. Courtesy or rude. Unselfishness. It does not insist on its own way. Good temper. It is not irritable or resentful. Guilelessness or resentful. Sincerity. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. So patience, kindness, generosity, humility, courtesy, unselfishness, good temper, guilelessness, sincerity. What is love? Okay. Simple truth. In a matter of life and death are one. And there is simply no one without the other. Okay. So during a passing of a loved one, what do we do? How do we grieve? A lot is in the words that we say. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. So we mourn the loss. But what loss? What we lost? Or what they, the loved ones that passed, have lost? We know exactly what we lost. But let's be honest. We do not know what the loved one has lost. Simply because we are not them. Because all we can do is to imagine what they would have liked. We don't know. And so, in my opinion, we grieve our loss, or we grieve what we never had, and now we also never will. We say, there is an emptiness in my house that no one else can fill. Sometimes we are flooded by emotions like guilt.
Yeah,
I could have done more. I should not have done that. Or we may blame others. We also grieve what we perceive the other person has lost. For example, too young to die.
Yeah.
Should not have died. No one should die alone. He shouldn't die because now he'll never see his children grow up. Or it should be me. We do express our grief, but mostly we do it with the attachment of a victim. What I lost, instead of appreciating and honoring what I had and what I still have, and allowing the person that has passed to go where they need to go. You will hear me repeating that a lot. Let them go.
Yeah.
When we are attached to loved ones like this, when we hang on to them, we keep both ourselves and the person that passed stuck in a nightmare. Now, they are very kind. They're never going to complain. They only speak whenever they speak with love and compassion. But the thing is that we do not move on. When we do not move on, they cannot move on. We are just being selfish and keep them trapped. Not to mention that we also hurt the people that are still here with us. Because when I focus only on my pain, the people around me, they will suffer also. They have to witness it. They suffer, and now they have nobody else to lean on. And now they lost 2 people.
Yeah.
And then they will feel, well, I don't matter.
Rose, we're going to take a short break, but what you're talking about, let me just say this to you. I would have expected, so this is me expecting, I would have expected more people to be having conversations about this today in the world. But you are leading, you're leading the world in this conversation because we have just been through unprecedented transitions and natures. And the people that I work with, they don't know how to have this conversation that you just talked about.
This with is love and compassion.
Exactly.
With love and compassion.
And you know this. I mean, you work with people every day, so you know what folks say, right? This is what we're going to talk about when we come back. If you've got a question for Rose, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, how do you create the safe space? See, safe, isn't that a wonderful word? Yes. Are you worried that you can't do it with compassion? Do you get frustrated that your loved one just can't get over it? When we come back, that and so much more. We'll be right back.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we continue, Rose, would you please, please let everybody know that, yes, you're educating and informing us, but this is your life's passion. You help people with family healing. What is the best way for them to reach out to you, connect with you, schedule time with you, any or all of the above?
The best way is to go to my website, familyhealingwithrose.com, and send me an email or book straight ahead a free consultation. And let's talk.
I'm telling everyone out there, look, here's what I'm going to say. 9 times out of 10, my experience in life with this is that you are the person that's watching your friend who's grieving. It's not maybe you. If you're that person and don't know how to help your friend or don't know where to begin, please call Rose. There's a way to help. That's what we know. Rose, you said something so important before. And every day for me in my coaching practice, consulting practice, every day there is something that has shown up where someone, either in the group or in the team or individually, cannot function. They can't do the session. Now, this is not my area of expertise. And so I'm starting to gather a lot of names to send them to Rose. But it took me a while to figure out what was going on. Help us understand how to navigate these waters.
Okay, let's get to it.
Yeah.
So I described before the ingredients of love. So in a matter of mourning the loss of a loved one, let's show the love and let's be unselfish and patient. You will reunite. Being devastated is not love. Honoring their path is love. Honoring them, even if it is not convenient for me, that is love. Because they just may have to be somewhere else. Being patient and wait my turn is love. Okay? That's being unselfish. Now I'm adding to this compassion. Show compassion to them, to yourself, but also to the loved ones and your friends that are still around. Okay. Love and compassion. So we plan a lot. Okay. We plan our birth, our life, but we also plan our death. And I'm asking people to honor everybody's choice, everybody's path, which is really unique to us, more unique than our fingerprints. And I would like to remind us that our children, our siblings, spouses, or parents, they do not belong to us. We are not property. Okay? Let them go. It's okay to be selfish for a little while. Yes, okay. But then grieve, mourn, add compassion and love, not pity, not attachment, resolve. So during a session, these are major points, okay, only, okay? What would we do? We create a safe space. A safe space is a space where we express ourselves without the suffering, okay? We express emotions if needed, if it's not been done yet. What is it? Sadness, pain, loneliness, emptiness, anger, sometimes relief. Okay, all emotions. Next, we cut the attachment ties. Let them go. Cut. Heal the pain. Each of us does, we do feel the pain. We can feel it physically. Sometimes we can see it. Sometimes we know in which body it is, for a part of the body it is. For example, I lost a soulmate. What do I feel? I can literally feel my heart crack open and the life pouring out of me. Close the heart. Life doesn't leave. And then when the life essence pours out, the sadness and despairs come in and settle in. So stop the leak. It's impossible for sadness to come in. Okay. Replace the attachments by shifting attention from victimhood to appreciating and honoring what I had, what I still have, and letting the person go. This is not denial. This is allowing freedom for the other person. Sometimes we need to help the patients. For that, we have an energetic exercise, which is called time bending. What do? We shrink, we literally shrink the feeling of lack, the missing of the person that has passed. But if we only stay here, then the life will just flash before our eyes. We also at the same time expand the time that is left. Okay? And we fill it up with what? Hope, discovery, joy. Because we are still here and we have job to do, life to live. Okay? There are more exercises. For example, if expressions cannot be expressed, okay, let the sound out. Or it's called a heart song. Or just see it physically and release it. Or if you cannot talk, if you cannot see, if you cannot feel it, write. Okay, each of us has our own ways. And then just repeat. Repeat maybe once or twice the whole thing. Maybe not even necessary. But then, next time, let's say when tears come back to my eyes, if I think of a loved one, I just say, oh, I miss you. But I remember how you used to make me laugh. Or I remember how fearless you were, or how we did this or that. Okay? Very gently, but immediately, very quickly, moving from the sadness to memories of appreciation and gratitude and honoring. This way, I send them gratitude and love to them, as opposed to if I just stay in, I miss you, then I keep pulling them back in. Okay? That's the attachment.
Yeah. I have a question that came in. I want to get it to you from Genevieve. Genevieve, hi, Genevieve. And I think what you're telling me that that's Massachusetts. Thank you for texting us your question. Rose, this is such an important subject, but I want to ask you a question. Many of us have watched the transitions of family and friends through the past 3 years. And there was a period of time before. How can we prepare in advance? Can we use some of the things you're talking about doing now in anticipation, if in fact we know?
Oh, yes.
So what they're saying is, yes, this is not just for after the fact. This is if you're walking side by side with someone that you love. You see the question, Rose?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, this is so beautiful. Oh, I got goosebumps. Yes, we can. Absolutely. Yes. It is pretty much the same way with love and compassion. And if they are still with us, we can talk about the nice thing that we had, and we can and then prepare ourselves. Mind you, I don't know about whom I'm talking to, but Genevieve. I imagine that it's Genevieve, the one that is accompanying somebody. Genevieve can prepare herself that, okay, it's time to go. I respect that. I honor that. And I will be with you as long as you need me. And I will support you, and I will accompany you, and I will let you go with love to where you need to go. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And the same exercises can be done, but to tweak to adjust them to, I am getting myself ready today. I already want to be, because they don't need us crying and feeling sorry for ourselves or feeling sorry for them. They need our support for the most part, right?
Yes.
So, and let's do that.
See, that's what I want to make sure people understand. The work that you do is multidimensional. And we have not really had conversations in the way we should, Rose, about family healing at that level, in the multidimensional level. And this is so beautifully important. Genevieve, thank you for your question. And again, you know, we're talking with someone that knows that she's going to be walking a walk. She can see it. She's walking it now. And she's saying, Rose, thank you for helping me prepare. We don't even talk about preparation. Rose, thank you so much. Please give out your website. And I would love to know your closing message today. Thank you. This is so powerful.
I want to thank Genevieve for the question.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful question. And yes, to reach me, please go to familyhealingwithrose.com and send me an email. And it will be my pleasure to get in touch with you. And let's start talking. Let's start talking.
And what would your personal message be for people today that are facing this, and maybe they heard something today that sparked something inside of them?
My message for today would be, emotional wounds are not different from any other wounds. So let's heal them, because it is possible. And don't let anybody, not even yourself, tell you, oh, it is impossible for me to get out of this. It is impossible for me. This is too deep. This is, you don't understand. This is the dearest person in my life that I'm losing or that I lost. Don't let anybody tell you what is impossible, not even in yourself, because we humans, we have been over the thousands and thousands of years, we have been proving possible what used to be considered impossible. Okay? We can. We know now how to do so many things. And what we don't know, well, we're going to discover. We just work on it and we push the limits.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, I would like to encourage people to take care of themselves, to honor themselves, to show compassion to themselves too, to and to their loved ones, to the ones that have passed, to the ones that are still around, because they matter, you matter, we all matter. Okay? And this is a beautiful place. This planet is a beautiful place. So let's open up the hope and still discover and enjoy and let go. And you know, if you don't let go, if I fill up myself, if I fill up my life, my space with attachments and sorrow and clinging, maybe right there next to me, there is something very special, but it can't come because my space is full. There is.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm all locked up.
Exactly. And that's why you said before that we absolutely have to really think about ourselves and think about others. Rose, thank you so very much. Wow. Can't wait till the next show. Rose, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Join live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Come to unpack how it's possible to bounce back from your hardship and shine again. We don't have to be trapped in the memories of our past. There is another way. We don't have to take whatever life throws at us, even family. Continue to learn how our family history, our story, and society are all intertwined. For more information, please visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.